Dear Lord, we thank you and are just rejoicing in your name. Jesus, Emmanuel, thank you that you're with us. And praise be to God, thank you that we're with you. Lord, where would we be? No, I don't even think that anymore. I just say, thank you, Lord, that I'm with you. And praise be to God, you're with me. Now, Lord, we're just looking to you and you alone and rejoicing in the goodness. God, thank you for this sweet time that we have to remember your son's birth. We're so thankful again that God so loved that he gave. Says it all because you gave it all. Thank you for that wonderful life. Thank you for Christ that lives in us. Thank you that we're becoming awakened to this wonderful truth. God, the love, the peace, the joy in that baby. Thank you, Lord. Very God of very God. Thank you, Lord. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And yes, hallelujah, I am. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so. Thank you for that power. Thank you for the power of your love that just consumes us. Lord, let us grow in that love today. Let us rejoice in your word. Let us believe this. God, let us take something from this today because we know that you have given it. You've fed us and you're feeding us. The table's been set. Let us go in boldly today believing you. Open our hearts to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd go ahead and open your Bibles. And I always like to say open your Bibles, but this one, I'm grateful to God that you'll know. And you'll say, that brother keeps going back there. Well, by his Spirit, and I'm not going to go any other way, by his grace. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. You talk about a verse that has... If you could have just had one, I don't know. I kind of get that way every time. A broken record? No. Keep these things always in remembrance. Praise his name. But it says there in Galatians 2:20, and read it with me if you would. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You a Christian here today? You got his life. Amen. What he's put on my heart today, how much are we going to live? How much of it are we going to live? See, we have the life, but what about the living? Praise God. And I think it's really a crazy thing to say, how much of it are you going to live? When it's free, when you've already have it. But you know what? It's so sadly true that most of God's precious people very seldom, and some never really do, live abundantly. Jesus Christ said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? Amen. And that is the purpose and the intent, brothers and sisters, of his love to us, is that his life in us would truly catch fire, that it would burn fervently, growing up in us, as the word of God says. But how about becoming passionate and becoming passionate about him? Not about all of these things that can distract us, good works and all of that, about him. I was so thankful the other day, I was sitting on the couch and just rejoicing in the Lord. And so sweetly he brought to me how the world looks at us. It's all judged by what do you do? What do you do? When we meet each other, oftentimes, first thing, well, what do you do for a living? Do you ever say I'm a Christian? Do you ever say my living is Christ in me, the hope of glory? Shame on us, huh? But it's all about what do you do? But Jesus looks at us. The Father looks at us, and all he's concerned with is who we are. Amen. Christ in me is who we are. Now, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ came that we might have life and live it more abundantly. Becoming passionate about Him. Becoming passionate about the family of God. About heaven, our eternal inheritance. And about sharing it with Him. See, so many people want to go to heaven. It's wonderful. If you know how to get there, it's real wonderful, because you're not going to get there unless you know how. Lord, you're my Savior. Praise the Lord. Welcome to heaven. As a matter of fact, you're seated there. Praise the Lord if He's your Savior. But brothers and sisters, it's about sharing it with Him. God wants us to share it with His Son. Remember that true worshiper that we were talking about earlier today? That worships Him in spirit and in truth? See, there's a guide, there's a comforter that wants to lead you into all truth. Not just bits and pieces of this. See, know the Word of God for yourself. So Bible studies. Not just here at the church, but at your home. Daily, the booklets, all of these things. We are so without excuse. The internet's not just to get sports scores or the morning news. Amen. LivingWatersTabernacle.com is a wonderful way to start your day. Not because we're trying to promote anything of this church, but the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You want to grow more bold and more strong? You want to have more living in your life? Get the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, you'll find that He truly wants us to share this inheritance with Him as an equal, a spouse, a wife. Praise be to God that He can love so sweetly as one throughout eternity. I'm thankful to the Lord. I am a romantic. I've always been that way. Praise the Lord. I thank God for my upbringing. But why not? But how much more so when you see the romance going on with Jesus Christ and His readied wife? And He wants it to be you. He's ready there to just strum the strings of your heart. And you know, it's just about showing up. I've heard people often say, and we all started there, well, I don't really understand. I mean, I get it here, but it just seems more words on a page. By my Spirit, He'll have it jumping in your heart. And He will. Are you willing? You say, well, that isn't for me. Well, then you're denying what God's Word said. That all men be saved and come to a full knowledge, an intimate knowledge of my love for you. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Abounding in the knowledge of the intimate love of God. That's why we come here. Believe it or not, that's really it. Every service, every sermon, every song, I believe by God's grace, it's promoting His great love for us. Thank you, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, God's put us in this place. God's put us in this world. And you know what each and every one of us know is we've got an enemy. And that old devil is out there. But always know this, that God permits him. God allows him. He is on the proverbial chain. He's done. And he is used of the Lord for us. Now know this, brothers and sisters. He's a wonderful tempter. God knows what he's doing with that devil. And this enemy, though, again, so stupid and defiant. But he's doing everything possible that he can to divert our attention and distract us from living. From living. The life can never be taken. We have the life. Praise God. It's the seed. It's impossible to separate us from the love of God. You have everlasting life. So wonderful. Amen, amen, amen. But brothers and sisters, this enemy wants to do anything to discourage and distract us from our living. And I think about that often and I say, well, Lord, you sure love a good fight of love, don't you? Yes, he does. He wants us to fight that good fight of faith. This isn't a lay down. This is something by God's grace we show up and say, Lord, I know you have to enable me. I know you have to give me the power to fight. But God, give me a desire to go. Give me a desire to want to live for you. And I know that you'll do it. And so simply, Lord, let me show up. Let me just show up. Let me not quit. Let me not murmur. Let me not complain. Let me look to you and your love for me. And God, let me be a good soldier and endure the hardness. And Lord, fight this good fight of faith. How wonderful. I'm telling you, he's looking for people that are passionate for his son. As Brother David said, My heart pants for him, and I'll interpret that for you. It's so wonderful. I'm delirious for you. I got to be with you, Lord. I got to touch you. I got to see your face. And we have so much the more, even a better thing than even Brother David. Know your word. Rejoice in it. It's your promise. Now, we understand that the devil wants to do these things. And often, brothers and sisters, he uses crude things. Very obvious. He'll use drugs. He'll use alcohol. He'll use fornication, adultery, infidelity, all of these things. But I want you to be on the high alert for the subtle things, the subtle distractions, where our eyes get a little bit sleepy. He uses self-works. He uses feel-good happenings. He uses religion. Come on. Understand these things. And all of these things blind us, brothers and sisters, from the simplicity of this precious truth of who and what we are in this verse. And who are we? We're lives by God's grace that live by faith. And that's now. That's not just for someday. My faith's going to be made whole. But the life I now live, the life you now live. If you're a Christian, there's no going back. There's some that get so distracted and so led around by the enemy, they think they do. They denounce. Well, I'm sorry, I could do everything that I ever wanted to denounce that I'm the son of John and Nancy Odorsio, but there's no way it's going to happen. And I'll tell you something, there's no way more so it's ever going to happen if you're a child of God. And if you have some loved ones and different ones that are caught up in that enemy's thinking that they've joined this and they've become that and that was a mistake, you count God faithful. And you be thankful for him. And that life still lives in that life, no matter how dark it is, it's still there. And you know what? You still got hope. And you pray. And you pray, God, you do whatever it takes. And God, you make that life so miserable, I don't care what you have to do, Lord, but you're the Father of Fathers. And you love on them so much, Lord, that they can't even breathe. And I'm going to tell you something. That's how he does these things, brothers and sisters. But we do not give up hope. You believe the Lord. You be optimistic in the Savior. Not in the person, not in the place, not in the books that you give, but in the Savior. And in the Savior's love. Praise God. And now that's the life that you live. You live by faith. Now, I do have a passion from the Lord, and I believe that you have a passion from the Lord, too. I want to live abundantly. I don't want to just live. I want to live abundantly because Christ Jesus said that, not because I want to be happy, not because I want things better, but because Christ Jesus said it. And I love that, brothers and sisters. And Christ in me wants Christ in you to live abundantly. It's so much more fun when we all live abundantly. Praise the Lord. No offense to Christians that aren't, but my goodness. You ain't going to bring me down. I want to live abundantly. And I'm thankful to the Lord that I get a family that's living abundantly. But brothers and sisters, let us know this, that it is never going to happen. The awakening to who we are in Christ will never really blossom. Without faith. Without faith. Without believing the word of God. Hearing the word of God, brothers and sisters. And believing that this precious word is our life. It's our life. It's our living. This is who we are. You read that with me this morning. I'm dead in Christ. But yet he lives in me. Man, it's wonderful. This is what it is. And as obvious, brothers and sisters, as the words are on this page, the more you take, the more you're going to live. Amen? You know, in the natural, I'm thankful I've always loved living. So, well, that's kind of stupid to say. I think most people do. No, I'm telling you, naturally speaking, I've always I thank God, and I pray it's always been under the hand of God, but I really, really love to live. I'm thankful to God for the life that he's given me. as a child, I always remember my dad, he said, "Son, you sure dream big." And I thought, you know, even as a kid, well, these things might be possible. But then as I grew up in the Lord, I realized that all things are possible through Christ. Amen? Come on now, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you, he's got things. He's got things. We just got to believe him. But I've always liked new things. Going new places and trying different things and attempting things that maybe some said that were beyond me. Huh? Not you, huh? Oh, that's too much trouble. That might be too hard. Now, this isn't a test to put it back in your face. This isn't, well, you said I couldn't, so I'm going to show you I can. That's not the right spirit. I'm talking about when the urging of the Lord is upon your life. I'm thankful I didn't delay. I didn't. And I'm thankful to God of the living, not just the life, but the living that God has given me. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to take all of eternity to even begin to tell him thank you. I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful. Not about, and again, it's not, brothers and sisters, about the things that we're doing or how much we have. It's about what he's doing and what has us. That's abundantly. That's the beautiful thing. See, lots of folks tell you, oh, you need a role model. Come on, you know that. Oh, you need to be more like him, or you need to be more like her. Come on, you know it, you know it. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ made you perfect exactly the way you are. And that's not to flatter you or to puff you up in any way, shape, or form. You're insulting God's work when you don't believe that. You are. Be who you are in Christ. It's so wonderful. I'm so thankful to God. I have seen abundant life lived in many different ways, in many different lives. But the one thing I can attest to, I've never seen it the same. See, he's after masterworks. And if you understand what a masterpiece is, it's an original. It's a one of a kind. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Mark them. Not the man, not the woman, but the faith and love. See, that's the important thing, brothers and sisters. We have some wonderful examples. And have throughout the years. And they've been in all walks of life. They've come from all backgrounds of life. It's so wonderful, the abundance of living. Rich and poor. I've seen it in healthy, I've seen it in sick, I've seen it in black and white and strong and weak, in shy. See, don't try to be what you're not, but still be bold in the Lord. But even in the outgoing, to be tempered of him. That, Lord, you still be my mouthpiece. Amen. Yeah, you speak. Praise God. You let that spirit, praise God, take over my life to profess who I am in Christ. But brothers and sisters, I'll just bring it together. Maybe we're getting it. But every joint of the body is different. And every joint of the body is so unique. But the one thing common to every single one of us is none of us are ever living until the supplying comes from the head. And I'm talking about the head. And here's your head. This is it. This is it. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I've lived this. I understand this. And you have too. That every time I try to figure it out, every time I try to manipulate my life, and I can even think of it for a good thing. Well, this is going to be better for us, honey. This is how we're going to get along a little bit better. Oh, this is going to be so good for the kids. Can you imagine the house that we're going to have? Can you imagine the cars we're going to drive? Can you imagine the places we're going to see? Brothers and sisters, we're heaven bound. And God is dealing with us right now to take his very best. But it's going to be in living the life, not passing it by. Not ignoring it. Not trying to be something else. But as he says, Christ in you, honey. I'm in you. Let me live. Let me give you this. And it's marvelous and beautiful. I want to grow in love. The greatest thing that really I've ever experienced in my whole life is love. And you know it. And it's the same for you. When you love, you're rich. It's precious. It's mighty. You're fruitful. You give and you receive. You understand how to do both. You realize that you can be a Galilee. You can receive the water. You give it out and the richness of life that comes through your life. It's awesome. That's Jesus Christ in you. And Jesus Christ is in each and every one of us that have accepted Christ as Savior. I love so simply, he said, you've been blessed. Not you're going to be blessed. You've been blessed. You have been blessed. It's done with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I'm looking at some rich folk. I mean, incredible, incredible. I mean, we couldn't even begin to truly describe it. It is beyond. You have that life. You think about Jesus Christ and we rejoice in his life. And all Christians do. They're thankful. And especially at this time, he is a baby in a manger and he grew up and he did all these things. And at 12, he said, oh, I got to be around about my father's business. It's so marvelous. And the love and the compassion. And to be nailed to a cross and to have one's ridicule and despise, spit, tear your beard, have your visage marred more than any man. And yet turn to your loving Father and say, oh, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they're doing. That life lives in you. Greatest life, it's a silly statement, but it is. It's the greatest life that ever has been, ever will be. And it's the only life. It is. See, every other life is dead. The only living that you'll ever have is Christ in you. And I have an urging from the Lord to urge myself and urge you, live the much the more. Don't let it pass you by. It's beautiful. I want beauty every moment of my life. And the beautiful things every moment of my life has been the same as yours, the times that you yield to God. You said, Jesus, take my life and take me on. I know I'm going through this sorrow. I know that there's a heartache. I know that a lot of that heartache had to do with the decision I made. I made in defiance of you, that I didn't listen to you. And Lord, I've been hanging on to that guilt for a long time. God, that's not the life that lives in me. See, that's the lie. That's who I'm not. That's the enemy and his farce and his untruths. The life I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And gave himself for me. What a beautiful story. What an incredible. So beyond. Well, it's the truth. But you talk about a fairy tale. You talk about not just a happy ending. It's a happy life. We can't not be but happy. When we look to the word of God. Of who we are by faith. Brother Paul. He said, I'm seeing these things. God has given me this revelation, this dispensation. Listen to me. Not because of me, but because of Christ in me. This is the message. I've got the mystery of Christ. And one of the greatest mysteries to me has been, Lord, I can be happy for Christ's sake as I'm in the midst of the furnace. The things that pull and tug and tear apart my heart the most. I know that you're bringing me in to not just a precious place, but a place of great responsibility. Do you realize the responsibility of the readied wife? She's shut up to him. She's a chaste virgin to Christ. She knows him. And she knows him in the fellowship of his sufferings. She knows him in the power of his resurrection. Isn't that wonderful? Lord, I'm suffering with you, but I'm rising up. I'm suffering with you, but I'm rising up. Nothing can keep me in the ground. Nothing's going to keep me down. not the ones that are even the closest to me, that are inflicting the most pain, and they're not even trying. They're not. But Lord, I'm awakening to this beauty, the beauty of Christ in me. I'm starting to see what you're doing in me. I'm starting to see that you're proving your faithfulness in my life. I'm starting to see that your grace is proving that I do love you. Because your life in me cannot do anything but. It's so simple, isn't it? Now you realize why they don't put us on TV or on the radio. Oh, you just have to give one sermon and everybody's a know-it-all and they don't come back. No, when that heart hits your heart, you want to come on a Wednesday night and a Friday night, Saturdays, and you just say, golly, Pastor, we should be having service every night. You a little bit lazy? That's all right. But brothers and sisters, what's it going to be? We're having a good time in Jesus right now, aren't we? It's sweet. God's real. These are the best times. It's awesome. But how much is it going to be? It's time to stop hitting missing. David finally realized, I want to dwell in the courts of the Lord. I need to get... It's not necessarily even getting serious. It's just falling in love. When you fall in love, you get serious. It just happens. When you fall in love, he just wills and does in your life his good pleasure, doesn't he? I don't have to think about it. Love does it. It's so marvelous how it changes us, brothers and sisters. But I'll tell you what, when we don't allow this to happen, we shortchange God in our lives. It's truly like we're gasping for air. Like you're trying to come up for a breath every once in a while. Look, I'm the youngest of five. I know that well. In many different ways that I wouldn't tell you, or I think they'd be arrested. I never liked having the wind knocked out of me in sports. It's kind of scary, isn't it? But there's even God's precious people, and we've all been there living like we're even terminally ill when nothing's wrong with you at all. Matter of fact, you're just like Lazarus as he was laying there in those burial clothes, and Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Rise up. I'm the resurrection and the life. Really? Is that just a story on a page or is that your life? Come on! Is that your life? Is that our life? It is our life, brothers and sisters, because the Bible tells me so. Not because I raised my voice, not because you say amen, but because Christ lives in me, and praise be to God. That's just what it is. The Bible tells me so, so I know you've got it. But it's time to awaken to it and to truly allow Jesus Christ to work in me. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And that's for me, and that's right now. Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. I got news for you. You're a child of God. He's made you righteous. So far beyond a free pass. It's just called freedom. And he has made you free. You're a son of God. You're a child of the King. Let him rekindle it. I don't know if you haven't been to church in a long time today. Get reacquainted with who you are in Christ. I'll just say it like this. Just get reacquainted with who you are. And then you'll find it out. It's in Christ. Brothers and sisters, now are we the sons of God. And that's it. We need to leave the lies behind, because the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's you. That's you. Just meditate on that a minute. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that that is me.
When God made promises to Abraham, because he could swear by no grace.
Oh, yes.
He swore by himself, his word, his covenant. And he calls those things that are not as though they are.
Oh, it's right on. Yes! Yes! Oh, hallelujah! 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 Yes! Yes! Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Father, thank you for your sweet son. Thank you for the sweet love. Thank you for the sweet time. Thank you for your sweet people. Because that's all you make. Now let us rise up and be who we are in your loving Son. God, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name.